Merchandising, merchandising.
Yeah, that's a good way to start this. That lets people know that we're regular old friends that don't want anything from them except their money.
Now
what's up?
We've got merch for you.
Go to wehaveconcerns.com/shop and check out the new Brock Life t-shirt, Salmon Cannon t-shirt, Jetpack Rescue Squad t-shirt, so many t-shirt. Just starts off great. Everything's great all the way through great.
It's just perfect role model to name your child after. Oh, thanks, boss. God.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Oh, my gosh, Anthony. This story. First of all, Alik Evans sent this story in, and he's been killing it with the sendings-ins of stories.
Alik Evans.
Just killing it. Thank you, Alik. He sent it to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
Great place to send stories. We also have a contact form, you guys. I don't know if you know that. If you go to wehaveconcerns.com/contact, you can send in story tips. You can send in, you know, just general thoughts. You can get in touch with me and Jeff. That's a great way to do it.
Your contact info, you know, for our Rolodex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just add you to 17 different newsletters. That's untrue.
That's all we have to do.
That's untrue. We don't even send out the newsletter we're supposed to send out.
We're terrible. This was a story in the Washington Post, and I'm just going to read the quote instead of trying to say this in my own words, because it's mind-boggling. The Justice Department and FBI have formally acknowledged that nearly every examiner in an elite FBI forensic unit gave flawed testimony in almost all trials in which they offered evidence against criminal defendants in more than a two-decade period before 2000.
It does turn out, by the way, that this elite FBI team was made up of like David Boreanaz and Emily Deschanel. And they just took it on good faith that they were real FBI agents.
They brought them in. They were so starstruck that they were just like, you guys, could you testify maybe? Yeah, we just all want
to
hear
Listen,
it.
Listen, if you're busy, that's totally fine, David Boreanaz. But if you've got a little time to testify.
Just testify.
You know?
We got about 100 cases over the course of a decade. Could you just
like
testify in all of
Bones,
them?
Bones. Bones. Get up there, Bones. I'm sorry. My name is Emily, and I don't really know anything about any of this stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Bones said they did it. Bones, could you point to the person in the audience who did it?
I would rather not, but
jury to note that she kind of gestured in a
that guy looks a little
subtle way.
I mean, I don't know, though. I don't really want to say. I'm really
Bones
more of an actor.
Bones said they did it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bones.
Actually, my name is Emily.
That'll
once
be all
again.
The questions we have for you, Bones. Thank you, Bones.
That man's going to jail forever. I feel really bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause for Bones!
For Bones, everybody!
So listen to this.
She is Bones, right, on that show? He's not Bones, right?
I don't
right?
know who's Bones. I've literally never watched an episode of that.
Everybody, just ask your mom who Bones is.
Who's Bones?
Your mom knows who Bones is.
She'd be like, the doctor on Star Trek?
No, my mom knows who Bones is.
Okay.
For sure. I think all moms do.
All right.
Anyway, so this is scary because this means that these were the top people, the top men.
Yes.
They were being called in.
Yes.
Hey, examine this hair, examine this DNA, examine this blood.
Well, this is pre-DNA.
This is
scientific evidence. This is pseudoscience. Scientific evidence, like hair, dog bites they're talking about. These are expert witnesses that are supposed to bring a scientific perspective to a trial. And it says of the 28 examiners with the FBI laboratory's microscopic hair comparison unit, 26 of the 28 overstated forensic matches in a way that favored prosecutors in more than 95% of the 268 trials reviewed so far.
Can I tell you something?
Oh, you're not going to side with these guys, are you?
No. Didn't you always think that hair matching sounded a little bullshit?
No, because I believed science. I thought science was not lying to me.
Really? I mean, I believed it because I was told over and over again that it was like the top thing that you could do, and like the hair is unique and you can tell because of the people's whatever. But like, on a fundamental level, didn't it seem a little crazy? Like, not even as like, even if just in the back of your head you went, oh, wow, that's crazy that they can do that with hair. I don't even understand how that could work. That's crazy. Well, that can't possibly work. Like, didn't that go through the back of your mind? I mean, no.
I'm hook, line, and sinker, man. I thought, you know, it's not just like hair. It has to be the follicle, right? It has to be the root of the hair has to be on it for them to have a match, right? It's not just a strand of hair. It has to be the root. And that's why so few of the hairs actually matter. Isn't that the case?
I don't know. It still sounds kind of garbagey to me, but that could just be hindsight.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I always thought like that all that stuff pre-DNA was fascinating in a way that's like, that blood's been sitting there for 4 days. You're going to tell me you're going to match that blood? Or like that semen's been there for like 8 days. We're going to match a semen. We're going to match a hair follicle. We're going to match all this stuff. I don't know. It just seemed crazy to me.
Well, dude, it gets way worse. It's also fingerprint testimony was wrong. They gave false testimony. And these are people that come onto the witness stand that are identify themselves as scientists. And then the jury sees them as experts, right? These are experts for the prosecution. And a lot of times they said they're actually paid per prosecution.
Oh, of course they are.
Which is insane to me.
Yeah. Every attorney has their favorite expert in a particular field that they use. That's what's nuts is like certain prosecutors who need somebody that's an expert on, I don't know, sexual assault or, you know, just hair matching or whatever. Like they have people that they call.
Right.
And then defend like the public defenders or whoever will try to call like counter experts that they have on the payroll.
No, I watched People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, it's all there in bones.
It's all in bones.
It's all there in bones.
Listen to this one. A Santay Tribble is a person who served 28 years for a murder.
No, he's not. He's 87 puffs of fluff in a trench coat.
He's adorable looking. I don't know how they could even prosecute him. A Santay really? Tribble.
You're like, sir, could you state your name for the record? I'm sorry, could you speak up?
Asante Tribble.
I think he said Asante Tribble. Everybody, this is Asante Tribble.
Mr. Tribble, where were you on the night of February 27th, 1978?
Wildly reproducing.
Let the record show that the promiscuous nature of the defendant is on display for all to see.
Excuse me! Objection! My expert witness's sexual history has nothing to do with his expertise in hair follicles. Look at him! He's clearly an expert in hair follicles. He's 130% hair! That's more than all hair!
Mr. Tribble, the court would kindly request that you stop reproducing in the courtroom.
Gotta be me. And him, and him, and him, and him.
Actually, Santay Tribble is a person who served 28 years like for a story. Murder based on FBI testimony about a single strand of hair. He was exonerated in 2012. It was later revealed that one of the hairs presented at the trial came from a dog. Not even human hair.
This is what I'm saying. This is crazy. Hair matching. Fuck you. What is this, Victorian England?
Yeah. I mean, it's insane, right? This guy served 28 years in prison, God, and he was exonerated with DNA evidence, which actually is science, right?
Yeah.
And what they were saying is this, you know, the scientist came on the stand, sat there and said, the hair is a match. And basically what they've been saying is that there's no way for them to know that these hairs are an exact match in this time period.
Well, it's like partial fingerprints, right?
Right.
Like if you only have a partial print, you can't be like, well, it matches. Like, no, dude, you've got a partial print. You've got to back that up with other evidence. You have this hair. It looks like a match. Also looks like a fucking dog, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
What's crazy is that dog got away with the whole thing.
The dog
lived his entire life and died. There's no justice.
How many other people did the dog murder?
Probably a lot. And then he just got away with it, and everybody was just telling him, he's a good boy.
Yeah. Oh, he thinks he's a real good boy. Who's probably so cute and so nice and such a good boy, but he's not.
No.
He's a hardened criminal.
Well, he's dead now and he got away with it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Kirk McTribble, Asante, Dr. Trib.
Bones.
Meanwhile, Asante Tribble gets 3 decades of his life take in from him.
And in dog years, that's insane.
In dog years, that's two dogs.
That's a lot of dogs.
Two dogs got away with murder in the time that he was in jail.
That's just science.
That's legitimate science.
Yeah.
But can you even imagine knowing you're innocent?
Yeah.
Seeing somebody, seeing a science man, a trusted FBI forensic scientist come up to the stand and say, that's his hair. We know it's his hair. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that's his hair.
See a science man walk into the courtroom with his labradoodle in his arm, and you see...
And like, that labradoodle's got kind of like a shifty look. Am I right?
It's got a very shifty look.
Like, all labradoodles kind of do.
He kind of eyes you.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks right at you and then grins. And you
the gavel comes down on the guilty, and you could swear that that dog winked.
Yeah.
Like, you could just swear that it was like...
And you think to yourself, you know, granted, that labradoodle's hair looks a little bit like mine.
Sure.
But not that much like mine.
No. And I mean, sure, that labradoodle is wearing a very similar outfit to me.
Yes.
And yes, that labradoodle seems to be leaving with my wife. Sure.
But somebody has got to be able to put two and two together in this
what
courtroom.
What is going on here?
Come on. That's all you think about for the next 28 years.
And all you think is like, oh, that labradoodle and I have similar interests. That labradoodle's got to know that I'm innocent. I wish I had more friends like that labradoodle. Meanwhile, that labradoodle is killing people and fucking your wife.
Yeah.
There, I said it.
With friends like that. With best friends like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, but in all honesty though, what do you do when 30 years of your life is taken with bad evidence? There's nothing to do. Yeah. What can you do? You can sue the state. You can get money. Money doesn't give me almost half my life back.
It's insane.
Half your life. Like, that man's life was ruined. Ruined.
And this is the reason I think this is so earth-shattering for me is, you know, we do this show. We talk about science. We love science. We want to put it on a pedestal. We want to, you know... we want to celebrate it.
You can't worship it, though. That's the thing.
Well,
is people get in these, no matter what stage of history we're in, we always think, because it's true, we are at the most advanced stage of history we've ever been at. Surely at this point, we know almost all there is to know.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what humans think.
Hubris.
Every single step of history.
Right.
Every single. Listen, clearly we know that the head is made of chambers of steam. Like, we know this.
Yes, that's obvious to anyone looking at it.
We know that the heart is a heater that pumps steam into the head, and that's how we think.
Yes.
This is a Greek thing. This is what they thought.
Right.
Like, sure, of course.
Right.
You know?
And if you get upset and you do something, it's because the demon possessed your soul.
We know this.
We know that. That's just science.
We know that we can use purifying waters to get rid of it. We know that we can leech the disease out of you.
Right.
We know all of these
things. It's in your blood.
Things.
Why not just take the blood out?
Get the blood out.
Come on.
You'll make more, I think. Is that blood? Yes. I'm going to say yes. I am the top scientist of my day.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, hit those leeches. Hit them hard.
Go a full leech.
Go full leech on 100%
this. 100% leech.
It's the only way you're going to be okay. That's what's crazy. And so we just want to believe in the technology so badly that we will believe that we are correct. And it causes so much more harm than good in a lot of cases. What are they going to do now? There are going to be so many fucking appeals now. It's going to be out of control.
Yeah.
It's going to overrun the courts.
Yeah. I mean, you think that this kind of damning story would have massive repercussions. I mean, they're saying things like, you know, these guys would get on the stand and they wouldn't simply say that there was a microscopic similarity between hairs. They would go beyond and say that it was 100% match, essentially misleading the jury into concluding that the evidence had a certain value it didn't actually have.
So at the time, even these guys knew that it wasn't 100%. They just wanted to say it was 100%?
Yeah. I mean, they are incentivized to get a prosecution. They are on the stand as an expert. So an expert doesn't want to show uncertainty, right? An expert's there to be certain. I think it has to do with...
No, an expert is there because they have the best command of the information at hand.
Well, you'd like that to be the case, but you can understand the psychology at play there when someone gets on the stand and feels like I'm the authority and I have to be...
Dude, that's a weird...
Definitive.
That is a weird fucking person. There is a weird psychology to people who want to be expert witnesses and want to be correct or want to be like, sure, I'll take this $10,000 and I'll make... I mean, it's essentially bribery. Like, I will take this $10,000 and I will let them know that the evidence matches whatever you need it to match. That's not how an expert witness should work. But if I'm a prosecutor That's the expert witness I continue to hire.
Exactly. And that's the thing that's crazy is that this is 26 of the 28 people that they were using in these in this study. That's not just a couple of bad apples.
Oh, everyone's getting out of jail. Everybody's getting out of jail. They've got to, right? Like, there have got to be so many appeals mounting. What are they doing about this? Do they even say?
It says in 90% of the cases reviewed so far, forensic examiners evidently made statements beyond the bounds of proper science. Scientifically accepted standards for forensic testing.
Grounds for an appeal. It's going to get thrown out. Whether these people are guilty or not. That's the other thing. Some of these people, I'm sure, are guilty.
Probably.
That's just math.
Yeah.
Some of these people are guilty. But fuck you. It's a mistrial. I'm out.
Yeah. That is craziness. And it points to a very flawed system across the board. You know, it's not just the scientific evidence. It's the way the whole system is built. And, you know, I watched that Making a Murderer documentary. And you're just flabbergasted at the ways in which the system fails people over and over again. And it kind of feels like it's on our turf now. It's like scientists are fucking it up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Makes me angry.
It's crazy to think about. I mean, even DNA evidence, you know, sometimes with DNA evidence, there are partial matches.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you can't just Jurassic Park this shit. You can't just say like, we've got it close enough and now we'll just make a we'll make a killer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could you take killer's partial DNA and mix it with a frog and make an asexually reproducing killer?
I think you probably could. I mean, you could probably make the frog killer.
Most creative name, but we're in a brainstorming session, so I'm not going to stop you. Go on.
Thanks. Do you think he would just be more
frog than man?
More frog than man, and I feel like he'd be motivated to kill flies mostly. And we don't want to just kill flies.
It would be interesting if we added frog DNA to a killer's DNA to make him a more perfect killer, and it actually made him not want to kill. Makes you wonder who the real monsters are.
That's a good point.
It's probably a giant frog man. I mean, if you look at him, he looks like a monster.
That's who the real monster is, a giant frog man. Yeah. But frogs themselves, not so bad.
Oh, I don't think we were ever putting frogs on trial here.
I mean, I was.
Well, you'll never get a conviction. They have no hair.
That's a good point.
What do you guys think about
it? I think it was still that dog that did it.
It was probably that labradoodle. Although, if you looked close enough into that labradoodle's hair, tiny little frog peeked out, rubbed his little web.
It was the frogs all along.
It was the frogs all along. This thing goes all the way to the, technically to the bottom of the food chain. Not all the way to the top. This one technically goes all the way to the bottom. I don't know. What do you guys think about this? This is kind of like rattling. It doesn't rattle my faith in science necessarily. It shows us once again that the main problem with science is that the results have to be filtered through a human being.
An emotional, flawed being. And that's what sucks about, you know, that we've seen that issue with global warming, where there, you know, the deniers can point to these guys that sort of flubbed evidence about stuff, and it's like, don't ruin it for everybody.
Don't do it.
You're ruining it for everybody.
Don't do it, man.
It makes me angry, man.
Just trust that everything will come out right in the aggregate, because that's literally what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Actually, you're not even supposed to trust. You're just supposed to do the experiment and then take the results. I don't know. How do you guys feel about this? How do you guys feel about the justice system? I wasn't too up on it before.
Has your dog ever killed anybody?
Does it look like your dog's ever killed anybody? Can you account for the whereabouts of your dog at all times?
Has he been hanging out with some unsavory frogs maybe recently? You don't know. Maybe you should find that out.
Depends on how you cook them. Savory frogs.
Savory frogs.
You can let us know how you feel about this on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
And I'm at @jeffcanada.
And hey, guys, as you know, we are in the middle of our test run of video episodes.
This video is videoed.
I mean, you can't see it if you're not watching the videoed version.
Right.
But if you are a patron at the level of $1 or above, we're looking into camera right now.
Boom.
You can watch us as we pilot out how video episodes are going to work. You can watch this.
Even better, if you're a patron, we'd love your feedback on that kind of thing. We want to find out, you know, is this useful for you guys? We hit that goal. You made it happen. We're doing this for you, so let us know.
So come on. We're doing this for you. Show up. You know?
They're here, man.
Put in the work.
No, they're...
Come on.
They are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went into life coach mode.
It's okay. You do that a lot.
I do. Sit up straight. Oh, that's patreon.com/we have concerns, by the way.
Yeah, we should probably say that.
We should say that. I mean, we could put it up in the video, but if they're not watching the video version.
It really, it's a catch-22 is
this
what that
is. This is why we have to pilot it out. It gets very confusing.
You don't understand how video works.